Good evening, friends. I'm really glad to speak with you this evening. There's something I want to tell you. It's something that's been on my chest for a long time, and I've got to get it out. I have long wanted to tell or draw some of the stories my grandpa would tell us kids on warm summer Muskogee evenings, sitting on the front porch under the heavy smell of the grain silos between passings of the Frisco freights clanking along the tracks behind the house. Those between times, after the trains had passed, were quiet and softly lifted Grandpa's voice, enhancing his stories even more, so that our hearts were touched in a lasting way. He'd tell us about life when he was a kid, and life right now, what we kids needed to hear and know. He told it all. There was no censoring. But funny thing is, he told us in a way that we could get it. One particular story Grandpa told us is burned in my chest through the years, yearning to be told, but I could never quite find the opportunity or the time to get it out. It was the true account of my grandfather's eyewitness experience on Greenwood Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma, that May night in 1921. Black Wall Street, suppressed and denied in shame and guilt, and then Carol Boston Weatherford's magnificent telling fell right in my lap. On my first reading, I was struck as if seeing something familiar in an odd place. She told my grandpa's story. Unspeakable is my grandpa's story, told for kids the way my grandpa told us kids right back there on that porch in Oklahoma. Let me share a passage. Unspeakable by Carol Boston Weatherford, illustrated by Floyd Cooper. Once upon a time near Tulsa, Oklahoma, prospectors struck it rich in the oil fields. The wealth created jobs, raised buildings, and attracted newcomers from far and wide, seeking fortune and a fresh start. Once upon a time in Tulsa, there was a community called Greenwood. Its residents descended from Black Indians, from formerly enslaved people, and from Exodusters who moved west in the late 1800s, fleeing the violence and racism of the segregated South. Once upon a time in Greenwood, there were some 10,000 people living in a 35 square block area. Train tracks divided the Black and white communities. Segregation laws called for separate neighborhoods, schools, phone booths, and railroad and streetcar coaches. Unfair tests made it hard for Blacks to register to vote, and laws barred marriages across racial lines. So many Black businesses cropped up along a one-mile stretch of Greenwood Avenue that educator and business leader Booker T. Washington called the area the Negro Wall Street of America. The name later became Black Wall Street, and the community kept thriving. So look for this at a store near you. It should be out, I believe, after February 2nd. And it is a very meaningful book to me. And I really hope that you get this and share it with the kids who need to know. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.